Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open as we kick off the third hour of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian and Chris joining us remotely.
Nobody.
You can join us online. Join us at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features there. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to jump into your phone calls here to start things out this hour. But coming up, Chris has a story about something new called the Informed Consumers Act. And we're going to find out what that really is all about. Will it actually improve the information that consumers have? Will it help consumers? Or will it protect the existing establishment from competition? We'll find out. Coming up here. But first, we're going to go to Joe in Maryland. He is on the line. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Happy New Year, nobody.
Welcome, sir.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
You got kind of a shoddy connection here tonight, Joe, but go ahead quickly with your thoughts. Shoot. He was sounding okay when I screened the call. Joe, one more chance here. Go ahead. No, I'm afraid it's not better. I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. We might try it back here in a little bit. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, thank you. So it turns out that New Jersey and Philadelphia schools, district, they are going to have mask mandate again.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what, I do want to hear about that, Sarah. But first, we were talking about you a little bit earlier in the show here tonight because we had this story about the ketamine clinics, these online ketamine prescription businesses that are proliferating in the last couple of years. And I'm wondering if you, as someone who has, you know, revealed publicly that you suffer from bipolar disorder, have you heard about ketamine as a potential treatment for that? And are you being treated for bipolar?
Oh, no, I am not being treated bipolar, but it's not required by Social Security unless it's court ordered. They cannot mandate medication or mental hospitals. I have to be nuisance to the public, like harm to myself or to the public to be court ordered. So, no, I am not getting any kind of treatment.
Would they pay for it if you wanted to be treated for bipolar? Would that be covered by your Social Security?
Yeah, Medicaid, if I want to be on medications, but I choose not to.
Okay. All right. Just curious, so because apparently this ketamine stuff is really helping people that have the bipolar disorder. It's like helping cure them. I don't know. It might be something to look into.
You know, I think I'm a...
If you're not cured, though, you don't have to earn a living.
So, yeah, I got to call in today at the KKOV, the local station, and I brought up that speeding cameras were the best thing that happened all this year.
Did they agree with you?
2022. Well, both of the hosts and city councilor, Pat Davis, they kind of opposed it. But the thing is that... the post said that he had to snitch out his son because he was driving his car, and so he had to pay it or make him go do 4 hours of community service. But it's got instructions to how to snitch people out that borrowed your car, and it's usually your family or people, your best friend. So you better pay up.
So wait.
Why would you have to snitch on anybody?
Just to clarify what you said, Sarah, you're saying that when people get the ticket from the automated cameras, it has instructions on how to snitch on who is actually driving?
Right, that's correct. So in this case,
do you get it, Chris,
but why would you have to snitch? All you'd have to say is, I wasn't the driver, right?
Well, they want to know who really was,
sure,
and they want you to reveal that.
I mean, they'd have to force you to testify or subpoena you or something in a court.
Or they can just convince you. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to convince you to testify. your lover or your best friend
and
or whatever.
What if you don't remember or you don't know who the driver was?
Indeed. You don't have any obligation to talk to these people.
Right.
For sure. All right, Sarah, so let's talk about the mask mandate. So you're saying that New York and New Jersey, they may be bringing this thing back?
Right. I guess for duration until like March or something. I mean, during the this season, because the flu is so bad and the COVID is still out there. So those areas, they do have the mandate. But I'll tell you that I wear my mask when I ride the bus and I wash my hands. And I just appreciate other people that are wearing a mask inside the stores. And
you know what? I don't appreciate those people.
What kind of mask are you wearing?
I do.
What kind of mask are you wearing?
Just a cloth one. I don't know. You have to order online those.
Are you aware those are completely ineffective?
So it's just a decoration.
I'm not a computer. You got to order online.
She didn't answer. Did you hear his question? Are you purposely ignoring the question that he asked you?
I think they work. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's a mask mandate because it does help outside
in. It doesn't. There might be masks that work, but the cloth masks that you're wearing don't work. That's the humorous part about the whole, you know, mask mandate.
Worst of the liars among the medical authorities have admitted that a cloth mask isn't going to do anything
right.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your reality.
This is her reality.
Does Dr.
Fauci live in your reality? Because he has admitted that cloth masks aren't going to do anything.
Sarah, I just want to point something out. This is not my opinion, right? This is what like the medical establishment has been saying. That if you actually pay attention to what's been in the news and you've been following it, they don't work. It's not that masks can't work. It's that they don't work in this particular case for this thing. They may work in other cases, like for example, with like dust and things like that, like when you know workers work on houses and things, but they're not working. They're not going to work to keep the viruses out, or, you know, they're not effective for that.
An N95 mask may well work. That's what people wear when they're working with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Cloth mask, no way.
Well, you know, the thing is, to me, I mean, I think in Philadelphia and New Jersey, they're doing a really good thing because don't they have a lot of high concentration of population and all the kids are all bunched up, but they don't really have much option.
Sure they do.
RSP.
The people who don't.
They have a lot of option. If wearing a mask protects you, then, or you believe that wearing a mask protects you, wear a mask. If you don't believe that it helps you, don't wear one.
I'm just blown away by the fact that people are wearing these cloth masks. It's like if you wore something that like might have some sort of impact, like I understand that you're doing something that makes sense. But when you wear something that has absolutely no effect, you're just doing it for political reasons.
Wants to signal to people.
Right.
She wants to feel good. She has a belief about this, and her belief is completely erroneous, but regardless. And, of course, even the ones that, quote-unquote, might work, you know, like an N95 or whatever, everybody's always using them in an inappropriate manner anyway. They're always touching the mask constantly. They're touching their face. They're So, like, it's not really – they're not doing the right protocols along with the mask.
You're right about that. There is a procedure. And this is the funny thing is if you looked back like a couple of years before COVID, there's a procedure and there's medical there's directions for medical people to how to wear these masks so that they actually are effective. And you're right. Just getting an N95 mask in and of itself that's not all you have to do. You actually have to wear it correctly.
Right. And plus, Sarah, I mean, you're talking about...
If you're still masking, reading the side of the box would be a good idea because... The cloth masks say on the box,
literally,
this will not protect you against COVID.
Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah, I have too.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Well, I'll call another night. You will.
She calls every night anyway.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Plus, all of this hubbub is over a disease that has been shown to be fairly safe, all things considered. You're really only gonna, you only have a chance of dying from this thing if you are morbidly obese and have other, you know, problems.
Complications.
Yeah. Serious mental or serious physical issues. And you're up in your age with those serious issues. We're coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bullion Max. You know inflation is a real problem out there. The government, the Federal Reserve, continuing to print more money out into existence, which means that prices are going to keep going up. What do you do about it? Well, savvy investors have been diversifying into some of the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. And you can, too, by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson. You get your precious metal shipped, fully insured, directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and Free Talk Live listeners can get a special deal. You get employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. It's 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and you'll get a free gold back as well. So it's a great excuse to get into the world of precious metals, or if you're new to Bullion Max, grab something at a great price. Of course, they've got amazing selection of a ton of different items at bullionmax.com/FTL. Great time to get into precious metals. Don't miss out on this. So once again, the Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing at bullionmax.com/FTL. We're going to try Joe one more time here. Hopefully his signal has cleaned up a bit in Maryland. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I could tell Sarah I always wear my Batman mask when I go out, so she'd be safe around me.
Do you really wear your Batman mask?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm being deceived.
I mean, you could if you wanted to. You're kind of tied down to a hospital bed, from what I understand, Joe.
Yeah, I'm calling for my hospital bed right now.
Yeah.
Hey, and that's why I'm calling. If these... Okay.
Oh, God. Now it's gotten even worse. I don't know what's going on with the line here tonight, and it just.
How about now?
Okay, it's better now.
Okay, if these drugs would help people, why don't they just let doctors prescribe them on a free basis to see how they help the people? That would even be the test study they could do.
They're afraid somebody might have a good time.
Joe, I'm sorry, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. But, yeah, they don't want to break the monopoly, you know, or the oligopoly between these doctors that have the special permission to prescribe this stuff. They know that what they got is a sweet deal, and they certainly don't want to open up the marketplace to competition. And that's why the American Psychiatrist Association is pissed about these online ketamine dealers that are doing it completely legally under these new rules. They're mad because the market's changed. The face of the market is different. It's more available. The drug's more available than it's ever been. It's cheaper than it's ever been, and that's money that's been taken off the table for these folks. So they're pissed.
Yeah, these are the same people who did the lobotomies and a lot of other really terrible stuff.
The psychiatrists?
Yeah. In the past 150 years, they just kind of moved from one bad thing to another, and a lot of it's quite disturbing.
Something else is quite disturbing, Chris. The story you're going to share here about the Informed Consumers Act, which apparently has passed. It was apparently rolled into the omnibus spending bill with a $1.7 trillion price tag on it that just got passed and signed yesterday by Joe Biden. You know, the one that's got the $45 billion extra for Ukraine, because another $38 billion wasn't enough. They had to up it to $45 billion. That's the one. Yeah, so this apparently is in there. This is what you're about to tell us about.
It is.
Wow. If you're in the politician market, buy a Biden, because really, $100 million in bribes, and the Ukraine is getting at least $100 billion back.
Yeah, it's over 110.
1,000-to-1 payoff on your grift.
That's over $110 billion now at this point with this new... $45 billion,
and it's probably more than that, because that's just the U.S. government. Given that doesn't include all the other governments who are doing it, making contributions on behalf of the U.S. Government, or are being pushed into doing it by the U.S.
The
government.
EU, for instance,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good point.
I mean, the EU isn't how do I say this? It's their EU has been more haphazard when it comes to supporting Ukraine, especially places like Germany, as an example. They were very hesitant to contribute anything, because obviously it would cause a disruption in their oil supply.
And it has.
Yeah. That, and they know the danger of Nazis.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, a lot of the Europeans are more aware of the Nazi problem in the Ukraine.
I don't know if you were joking on that or if that was
no,
serious.
No, it's true.
No, I'm not joking at all. The Azov Battalion is a battalion of the Ukrainian military that is explicitly Nazi. They're fascist. They're in a lot of cases, they're actually the offspring of Ukrainian Nazi collaborators during World War II, and they hold those people up as heroes.
Okay.
Because Ukraine decided, well, a number of people in Ukraine sided with the Nazis during World War II, you know, and probably partially because they saw the Soviet Union as just the greater evil, but a lot of them are into that.
Yeah, I mean, I know there was a lot of collaborators, and I know, what was it, I think Finland, actually? Was it Finland? I think, yeah, Finland
had a lot of collaborators back in the day.
Finland, the government was in on the same side as the Nazis, if I recall correctly, because they were against the Soviet Union.
I think they had a non-aggression treaty with the Nazis, but I don't think they had anything beyond that, although there were people who wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously the reasons for it weren't necessarily because they supported the Nazis, just that, you know, they had a bigger enemy to concern themselves with next door, which is Russia or Soviet Union at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what do we need to know about this new story here?
So this story is from the AP News. Funding bill targets online sites amid retail theft concerns. So they're portraying this as a retail theft issue.
Which has been a problem in places like San Francisco, where people have been literally just walking in broad daylight, filling up knapsacks full of items and walking out.
Sure.
But what this has to do with that, I have no idea.
I mean, that's something that's been an issue for, I don't know, since the 90s at least.
Oh, I get where they're coming from.
There's been a big change in that issue recently, though.
What's that?
Well, there have been a number of district attorneys who have been saying, we're not going to prosecute you for a theft less than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a huge difference, because $1,000 is a fair amount of money to, you know, your average criminal.
Sure. And this is actually kind of humorous, because the way these thefts are occurring is via I'm trying to think how they refer to it exactly, but they're criminal gangs, so to speak. And
that's right.
And rather than, you know, going and, you know, shooting up a place and whatever, trying to rob the cash register, what they do is instead, and I've actually first this firsthand, well, I mean, this was not recently. This would have been like, I don't know, early 2000s. So this has been going on a long time. But they actually will come in, a group of them, in a car, will drive up in a car. You'll have 7 or 8 people. They'll walk in one after another, and they will basically try, and back in those days, they would try to return goods that were stolen from another store and get money back for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of goods. But you'll know it's a gang, because they come in like every 5-10 minutes, one after another, and they'll be like at a place like, you know, and where I was, it was a very...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A suspect detained now in connection with the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. He's identified as 28-year-old Brian Koberger. The arrest comes after an investigation that dragged on for weeks without many updates from police.
Providing any details in this criminal investigation might have tainted the upcoming criminal prosecution or alerted the suspect of our progress.
Moscow, Idaho, Police Chief James Fry, a motive for the killing still not established. Koberger still undergoing extradition back to Idaho. He was arrested in an early morning SWAT operation in northeastern Pennsylvania on Friday. With COVID cases beginning to spike again heading into the winter months, the Northeast is reportedly experiencing surges in a new variant of called XBB. Dr. Vin Gupta says it's nothing to shrug at.
It's more contagious than, frankly, any other version of the variant that has ever existed.
In New England alone, the rate of COVID XBB spread has more than quintupled just through December. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Chris is going to tell us about the Informed Consumers Act, which apparently has just been passed by the federal government, Congress, signed by the president in the form of this new omnibus spending bill. The $1.7 trillion bill that just got passed. It's going to be giving all kinds of, you know, boondoggle money to corporate-connected individuals and that sort of thing. The, you know, the usual political log rolling and back scratching that is always happening in D.C. But now they're going to help inform the consumers, and we're going to find out more about that. I do want to say thank you, though, to Joseph Anania, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Joseph has joined over at amps.freetalklive.com, and you can too. He's doing $5 a month, which is all that we ask for. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you appreciate the work that we do here 7 nights a week talking about the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom on broadcast radio and online as well, join Joseph, and you get access to certain benefits by doing that, like the AMP Only podcast, which has the recorded show or the full radio show without any of the recorded ads. So you get that perk and more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Chris, tell me more about this informed so-called Consumers Act. What's going on with
it? Yeah, so it got rolled into the, I believe it's called the Omnibus Spending Bill, but the spending bill that recently passed.
This is where everybody just throws all the stuff that they want to because it's going to pass.
Right, all the stuff they can't get passed, this is where it goes at the end of the year because the spending bill has to pass. Because
if they don't, then the government, quote-unquote, shuts down.
Right.
Yeah.
4,000 pages in this in this budget, so that's 4 times the length of Atlas Shrugged. They released it less than 24 hours before they voted on.
Sounds pretty typical.
Yeah. Retailers are scoring one win in the government's wide government-wide spending bill, which will force online marketplaces like Amazon and Facebook to verify. I'm going to literally quote this right now because it's so ridiculous. High-volume sellers on their platform amid heightened concerns about retail crime.
Okay.
They're not going after the criminals. They're going after sellers. And the number here, well, all right, well, hold on. I'll get to that in a minute.
That ties back into the shoplifting story probably because, you know, if you shoplift a whole bunch of diapers, which are surprisingly expensive, most of the time the guy stealing the diapers doesn't need diapers. He needs money. So he then takes that to eBay to sell it.
It's not even necessarily, like, that's one way they do it, but there's other ways they do it. Like, they'll return the merchandise for store credit, and then they will sell the store credit. That's another way they do it.
Well, that is an option, but this is the newer thing that what they're seeing with these big gangs that are doing this in, like, San Francisco is they'll hire homeless people, right? So the gangsters themselves aren't putting their own butts on the line to actually do the stealing.
Okay.
They'll pay a homeless person a fraction of the value of the products or buy them some crack.
Whatever they sold.
Or whatever, right?
Or whatever they steal, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
So they go in, the homeless person doesn't care, right? If they get caught, they're just going to jail, and then, you know, no big deal. And then, of course, as you pointed out, some of the prosecutors aren't even prosecuting if it's less than $1,000. So they literally walk in with a, you know, a knapsack, fill the thing up with products from CVS or whatever. They walk out, they turn it over to the gang, wherever it is their meetup is with the gang, and then supposedly the gang is moving so much product with this. Because, I mean, these stores are trying to lock down all of the shelves. It's getting really crazy.
Yep.
They've got so much product, they've got to do something with it. They can't just take it all back into these stores. So they're going and they're selling them online. That's where this bill is purportedly, quote-unquote, trying to help by trying to identify the sellers, supposedly, so that might help maybe break a case or something like that. It's a stretch.
It's a big stretch.
It doesn't protect consumers either.
No, hell no.
No.
The stores.
Well, and that's the thing. And the fact that they're advertising it as to protect consumers is absolutely ridiculous. Because especially if we're talking about stolen goods, because the stolen goods aren't going to, you know, like, I mean, there might be some examples you could pull. Like, for example, maybe if it's like, I don't know, stolen medicine or something like that, which, you know, maybe contained in, you know, I don't know, correct or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how often does that really happen? I mean, that's usually the kind of stuff that's kept behind the counter and, you know, there's cameras all over it and
it requires refrigeration.
Up.
It pretty much needs to be behind the counter
right.
Because there are no refrigerated aisles in your local pharmacy.
Yeah, they're not going in there. They're not stealing that kind of stuff. They're stealing, you know, shampoo bottles and they're stealing diapers and, and things like that. So they flip them on these sites. What this is, and we're getting to, I want to hear more about it, but it sounds like what they're doing here is they're actually protecting eBay and Amazon, who already do this stuff. They already have information about their sellers. I have an account on eBay that I have had since 1997. Okay, so like I've had this thing for 25 years at this point. And there was something that I sold on eBay recently. I don't sell there very often, but you know, every now and then I got something I want to sell. I'll sell on eBay, and of course the fees are worse than they've ever been. But the worst part about it now is eBay told me after the sale, mind you. After they'd already collected from the buyer, oh, you want this money? Well, now you have to identify yourself. You have to put in your social security number. You have to jump through all these ID hoops.
Was that eBay?
eBay.
Because not PayPal. eBay.
Yeah, PayPal and eBay are no longer the same company anymore.
So both eBay and PayPal were demanding that of you.
PayPal has nothing to do with eBay anymore. They're no longer the same company.
Right. I understand that. That's why I'm kind of I'm wondering because
eBay will interface directly with your bank account now.
Right. That kind of makes sense. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Oh.
So they're already doing what's
happened super recently they asked you this, didn't they?
Within the last year. Yeah.
Within the last year. I think I got a message from eBay myself actually within like the last couple of weeks and I just kind of I don't think I responded.
Well, if you're not selling anything there, it doesn't matter.
Well, my company is, but
to get a payout, they're going to require that you jump through all the hoops if you haven't done that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to or not, but anyway,
So they ain't
going to
pay you then if you don't do it.
That might be.
They'll just hold the money forever.
Well, Well, I mean, I can stop doing business with
sure,
eBay.
But then they're going to hold the money. Whatever it is that they've collected for you on your behalf, they're just going to sit there and hold it.
Presumably.
Until you jump through their hoops.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, so the way I think eBay is paying out right now is it gets to like $100 and they pay out. I mean, that's not...
No, they're not going to pay out unless you jump through their hoops. That's their new policy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that might
so that's the thing. Maybe they saw this coming, or maybe they asked the government to do this, so everybody has to be on the quote-unquote same playing field. You know, that way it's eBay
well,
can... Go ahead.
Also, there's the new thing where they have to report every payout of
$600
or more.
Yep, that's why they're collecting tax IDs and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, this is
but they don't have to have any transparency on the money that goes to the Ukraine, because that's only, a few hundred billion.
Right, that's buying weapons. That's exempt.
I mean, this is all the more reason why we need more decentralization and people running their own websites as opposed to being on these centralized platforms, because it ends up hurting everybody in terms of higher costs. You know, I think it's 10% on eBay. It's 30% on Amazon.
It's more than 10.
More than 10%?
It's got to be 15, 20, somewhere in that range. At least 15.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm not entirely sure what it is off the top of my head.
It's highway robbery.
It's I know it's high. It's absolutely amazing, you know, what people are paying on these platforms.
Oh, yeah.
And
then,
most people don't even know.
And then I had a conversation with the buyer on, like, direct messaging on eBay, and they're monitoring the messages, and they are looking for certain phrases like address. So if you try to cut a deal with somebody through their messaging
I'm
system,
aware of this.
They jump all over you, and they will ban you, and they will not deliver the message to the other person if you try to cut any kind of deal outside of eBay.
You know what's interesting about that is if it catches you, it doesn't actually ban you from the site automatically. Mm-hmm. It's just like it just says some sort of kind of vague message.
It'll stop you from messaging that person.
Right, it will. Yeah. But if you change it, at least the way it was working before, is if you change or remove that one word, it lets it go through anyway.
It depends.
You can still do it.
It's a pretty smart, annoying system that they have set up to try to keep their buying through their site.
It used to be dumber, it sounds like. Maybe they got better at it.
Yeah,
but
it's awful. All right, so more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. They need some good competition. But with laws like this in place, it's going to be harder than ever for new businesses to get started and offer those other options. This sounds like protectionism to me. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here in these remaining moments. Enough time for you. You join us now as the days in this year are short. There are only two more full days to go here. Not even that. We'll be back here, of course, throughout the weekend, live on New Year's Eve, live on New Year's Day, as we are every single year. So join us as your New Year's weekend goes on. Here tonight, it is Ian.
And Chris.
Nobody was.
And nobody.
There he is. So we are talking about this bill, Chris, that you brought up tonight. The Informed Consumers Act is what they're calling it. We'll learn a little bit more about it, hopefully. But first, we go to Tom in Texas. He's watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Ian. Thank you for your service.
Thanks,
and Tom. I know nobody loves crypto.
Nobody is not concerned in any way about sports ball.
So I
he said crypto. Nobody. I don't know if you heard what he said. He said nobody.
Oh,
loves crypto.
I thought he said football. I was like, are you kidding me?
No. I thought he was trying not to answer the question or something, like, or not to respond or something. He's like,
nobody does love crypto. That's true, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything but BTC.
Well, okay. I mean, whatever. But one of my biggest pet peeves is the language that's tossed around, like it doesn't have any intrinsic value. And I think that is just absurd on its face. But like when we departed from the gold standard with the U.S. dollar in the 70s, people like to say that the dollar doesn't have any intrinsic value and all that stuff. I get that. But, like, it really, in a way, it does. Like, if we're going to be honest about this, it's the military is the thing that backs the dollar. And in that...
You mean they'll kill you if you don't use it?
No, not necessarily. It's that the value is supported globally through militaristic force.
Well,
and,
they will kill you if you use it to buy and sell oil on the world market.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that was Gaddafi and Hussein.
You mean they'll kill you if you don't use it to buy oil?
Yes,
right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and in those ways, they pigeonhole nations into using it, and that, we all believe, is evil. and rightly so.
I think it's a stretch, though, Tom, to say that because there are psychopaths out there that will murder you or destroy your homeland if you don't use their form of money, that that has intrinsic value. I mean, that's just...
No. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. It is a pragmatic view of what backs the U.S. dollar.
That definitely backs it. I'll give you that, yes. The force of government, yeah. The threat of violence is the backing of the dollar. That's true.
And also right. Your need to get dollars to pay taxes, mm-hmm. like property taxes.
Right.
It can't be paid in any other
way. Exactly, right. Like, they pigeonhole us into its use.
Mm-hmm.
But the glorious thing about cryptocurrency and decentralized digital currency as it is, it's backed by the infrastructure that facilitates it, and that's to say that the value of it, or the utility of it, is that we get to exchange value decentralized. And
yes.
But from a novice point of view. It's very easy to say, well, there, you know, it has no intrinsic value, or it's not valuable. Well, sure, but the thing is that it takes a lot of resources to facilitate the calculations and the ledger.
The network is valuable. That's the thing. And this
exactly.
is this was
that's,
for me.
That's what I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah. This for me was my big issue when I first heard about Bitcoin over a decade ago on this show. Was well, I was like, my question was, well, what's it backed by? Because I was thinking of gold and silver and things like that. And it was finally explained to me that it's actually the reliability of the network that ensures that you can transfer value. You can transact with another individual or whatever, wherever they are on the planet in an instant, in a permissionless way where no one can stand between you. That is real value, and the Bitcoin network
Absolutely.
Provides that value.
The utility, the utility of cryptocurrency is way more it's way more useful for a value exchange than something, and I really appreciate precious metals and all commodities for that matter. But the thing is about gold and silver, but particularly gold, is the verification of that commodity is extremely difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's been a lot of fraud about gold. They can just encase lead in gold, and it looks like a gold coin,
mm-hmm.
and it weighs the same. But verifying it, like a novice wouldn't have any
It actually
idea.
Does not weigh the same.
Mm.
And the reason is that gold is one of the densest, and this is one of the reasons that gold is such a good monetary metal. It's one of the densest metals out there. So you can fill in a hole in a less dense metal with a more dense metal and make the density correct by leaving an air bubble. But if you've got the most dense metal there is, there's nothing you can put into it that's more dense.
Well, I mean, but Tom is bringing up a good point about it. I mean, there are problems with fraud in the precious metals world, and it is an issue. There's no doubt about that.
That's definitely true. But I guess let's put it this way: if you want to check if your gold is good, one of the things you want to check is its density.
Sure, but the average person can't.
No, they can't. And if you want to do like an ad hoc exchange, you're going to have to bring in a third party, and that costs even more time, more resources to actually validate the exchange. But
I agree. That's one of the reasons that I love the idea of gold stable coins, by the way.
I'm a maximalist. I'm a universalist. I'm a Big Ten guy. I think that it's all good. But to say that cryptocurrency
okay, how can you be a maximalist?
Valuable,
how can you be?
I think he misspoke. He said he's a Big Ten guy. Is what he said. He says it's all good.
Okay.
I think there's value. There's even in BTC, and I've heard like BTC is it's losing its context or its utility for micro exchanges.
Oh yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah, it's been gone for years.
Right, but in the way of like digital gold to back large exchanges, it's even that's where its utility lies. But like, because I've made exchanges on BTC and it's taken a lot longer than I wanted it to, and then I did something like Dash or like the worst in my view is Monero, but Monero's utility is not in microtransactions necessarily. It's for
privacy.
Privacy, right? Exactly. So they and like I ask people, it's like, well, do you only use Visa? No, I mean like you've got MasterCard.
Yeah, that's
and all
true.
Those
there's different forms of the dollar out there. Tom, I got to cut you short, man. I appreciate the call here tonight. We're toward the end of the show, but I definitely appreciate your thoughts on that. I want to bring David in here in New Mexico because he's been waiting there. David, go ahead.
Yeah, you're out of time. I got a lot I could say, but instead of saying that, let me start with the most important one and two. One, and you can verify this with Mark. I told you I want to talk about law. There's lots of points of law, but you can verify with Mark that way, 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 way before your trial began, I predicted the outcome 100%. I didn't miss anything. And we can discuss that later in public and private. And two, rather than because you got no time, the most important thing is if you actually read the words that some intelligent dudes like yourself wrote 250 years ago, there are instructions in there that will help you solve all of your problems that you complain about, that I complain about today. And like you said, you're out of time, or we could talk about it. We'll talk about
it. Are you talking about the Constitution? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the thoughts, the words, the deeds of people like yourself that lived 250 years plus or minus before us. They had a lot of good ideas, and if they had they been heeded, we wouldn't be in this predicament. And we can use those words to get out of this predicament.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting pitch. Maybe you'll have to talk about it another time, Dave.
I thought Ian was an optimist.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Out of time. Don't forget to join Nobody tomorrow night for Beard Talk Live, 10:30 Eastern. We'll remind you about it on tomorrow's show. It'll be on our Odyssey channel and our other video streaming channels. And in the meantime, you can join Chris on his website, freedomdecrypted.com, for his live show, which is also on Saturdays. We'll see.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.